Father, thank you because you are the Lord that inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, as we continue the service of this morning, I pray that you come down in your power and your majesty. And I pray, O Lord God, let it be a time that you do extraordinary things by the power of your praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Put your hands together, Father Lord, as you have your seat. I want to bless the name of the Lord this morning for the way God has been moving in our midst since this service. This is praise service. We have had worship service before, but today we decided we are going to have a praise service. That after the 8 years of the ministry and commencement of the 9th year, let us devote a Sunday to praise the Lord for his goodness and for his mercies. Praise and worship, they might look similar, but they are not the same, even though they are two sides of the same coin. This morning, I'm happy that God is happy also that we have been offering him praises from the depth of our hearts. And this morning, I want to exhort us on what I call the meaning of praise. As I was meditating and praying about this message, I initially thought about the power of praise. But as I dig further, and as the Spirit of God began to brood upon my spirit, I decided that I would call it the meaning of praise. That when you discover the meaning, you will get the power. Hallelujah. I am happy that we have a brother in our midst this morning who we call Praise. Where is he, brother Praise? Can you wave your hand? Where is he? Wave your hand, brother Praise. Do you know the meaning of your name? When you talk of praise, people think easily about somebody who is happy and glorifying God for what he has done. But let me tell you something biblically. The word praise came out of frustration. It came out of disappointment. It came out of confusion. It came out of perplexity. It was a product of trepidation. Travel with me from the book of Genesis, chapter 29, because of my time. Genesis chapter 29. I want us to look at quickly from verse 17 to 18. Then I will jump to verse 31. But let's start. Let's take our journey from Genesis chapter 20, verse 17. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Verse 18. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Hold on. Go back to 17. Let me tell us or remind us the background to this message, to this text. Jacob was commanded by his father, Isaac, to go to the house of his mother's father to go and get a wife. And traditionally, there was a culture. Laban had two daughters. Right from the time that Jacob saw Rachel at the well, he was mesmerized by her beauty. Because indeed, according to the account of the scripture, Rachel was a paragon of beauty. Now, when the Bible says somebody is beautiful, believe you me, you must know that that person is beautiful. God is God of beauty. For God to recall that somebody is beautiful, that person must be exceedingly beautiful. In fact, there are two people who I look forward to see in heaven and looking at them again. I want to look at Rachel. And I want to look at Joseph. Because the Bible says he was handsome. So when they got here, and Jacob was to choose a wife, when he got to Laban, Laban said, look, you are my brother, you are my blood. The blood is thicker than water. You cannot serve me for nothing. I want you to name your price. You have come here to leave me and work for me. No, I will not treat you like a slave. I must give you something in exchange for your service. And that's where verse 17 comes in. If you look at that, give us amplified version, that verse 17. So that you understand what the Bible says about Leah, the compare between Leah and Rachel. Can you give me Leah's eyes? Okay, let's look at amplified verse. Leah's eyes were weak and dull looking. Can you imagine? Leah's eyes were what? Were weak and dull looking. But Rachel was beautiful and attractive. I wish somebody can read it in Yoruba. That verse 17. Can you give her the microphone? Let's see what Bible says about verse 17. Edward Mama, microphone, please. Give her the microphone, please. Edward Mama, please hold on. Verse 17.
Oju Leah ko ni ewa.
Oju Leah ko ni ewa.
Sugba Rakeli ni ewa.
Sugba Rachel ni ewa, o si wu ni. Oju Leah ko se kini o ko ni ewa. But Sugba Rakeli o ni ewa, o si wu ni. The Amplified Classic Version say Leah's eyes were weak and dull looking. Abba. Not only weak, but what? Dull looking. But Rachel was beautiful and attractive. So all along, men of the land, they will look at Leah, they will pass her by. She was advanced in age. She was of the age of marriage. She was disadvantaged in her father's house because of her situation. Every disadvantage that people might be attaching to you, as you have come to the presence of the Lord today, that's going to take it away in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go together. So when Jacob then had Laban asking him to name his wife, said, sir, you are my uncle. What I want is a wife. And Laban was happy. Say yes. Finally, more than my tiyoma isi. More than my tiyoma lono. Now that is your choice. You want a wife, not money. And Laban, as a because by the culture of the land, you cannot give out the elder as at that time in marriage when the younger is here at home. No, it was against the culture. So Laban automatically thought Jacob was going to marry Leah. I'm going somewhere. And when Laban now told Jacob, if that's what you want, then my daughter Leah is there. Ah. Jacob said no. He looked at Leah. He looked at Rachel. And he was waiting. Only, sir. Me ofele let you. Ori mi ko. Then the man said, then what do you want? Ah, he then was poetic. Only daddy, uncle. E fun mi ni ele yin ju ege. E yin fun jowo. Apon bepo re. Eleji ke ye. Abaso se de di ara. Reche ni ba di ara ile ma ile gbeje ile ke. Said, that's what I wanted. How will you feel if you are Leah? Leah was bypassed. by event and situation, every event of life that has bypassed you and you are becoming discouraged and dejected, the Lord will visit you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then Laban decided to help Leah. Let me tell you something. When men help you, give gratitude to men, they give praise to God. Because when men help you and God is not in the picture, you find out that help cannot take you anywhere. Laban decided to help Leah. He deceived Jacob. At the end of the seventh year, he went in and he pushed Leah. And the morning when Jacob woke up, he found that it was Leah. He was sad. And that was the beginning of the problem. Every time he woke up in the morning, he would look at Leah, see, this is a punishment upon my life. He will curse her. They will fight. He said, no, I'm ready to go for another. Rather than keeping you here and taking you as my cross, I would rather go for another 7 years of service. He went for another 7 years of fight to get richer. Now, jump to verse 31. I'm going somewhere. Verse 31, other passage. Verse 31, please, quickly. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened a womb, but Rachel was barren. Remember I said, Leah was despised in her father's house and disrespected in her matrimonial home. Nowhere to turn to. But God also now decided to come into the picture. Man had helped her. The help of man couldn't get her to the promised land. Then God came into the picture. God said, okay, let me help you. If the help of man couldn't take you there, I will take you there. He shot the hand, the womb of Rachel with all his beauty and opened the womb of Leah. And look at it, verse 32. Verse 32, go on. And when the Lord saw Leah, no, and the Lord and Leah conceived and bore a son and called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord will look upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Verse 33. And Leah conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord had heard that I was hated. See, she's still lamenting. He had therefore given me the son also. And she called his name Simeon. Hold on a bit. The first time Leah was saying, Oluwa, mama wo mi nina. Oluwa ori mi baby. Leah was appealing to pity. I didn't create myself. If I'm not beautiful, it was not my fault. You didn't call me into a discussion to choose my specifications. God, why are you looking at me like this? Many of us, we are in a situation like that. We cry to God and say, look, is it my fault? You find out you can't find your fault in anything. And you cry out. So Leah appealed to pity. And God gave her a son. And she called the name Simeon. Simeon means God sees me. Then, that was still lamentation. But after the first child, Jacob didn't love her. Then she left from pity and started crying. Oluwa, ma fe ku se Olorun leni. Ekun asun asun gban mi ewa. She will cry from morning to night. And then God gave her, don't take the passage away. And God gave her another son. She called it Simeon, meaning that Lord had me. Now that God has had me, my husband will love me. But nothing happened. Then, verse 33. And she conceived again and bore a son because the Lord had. No, is that verse? Go, verse 34, please. Verse 34. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, now, this time, look at that. He tried the force, he tried sympathy, he tried appealing to sentiment, now he tried appealing to reasoning. Said, now, this time, will my husband be joined to me because I have born him 3 sons. Therefore, was the name called Levi. Levi means to be joined together. The cry was, Lord, join me to my husband. Join me to my husband. I gave him son and called him. But did it happen? Go to verse 34. Or 5. And she conceived again and bore a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore, she calls his name Judah and left behind him. He tried sentiment. He appealed to emotion. He appealed to reasoning. Nothing happened. Disrespected the father house. Hated the matrimonial house. Cried unto God. Man helped him. God came into the picture. Nothing seemed to be happening. She became frustrated. At the point of frustration, she said, now, I'm not going to do any. All they are doing is just to praise the Lord. And the Bible says he left behind. Look at that. Go to that verse 35 again. I want to mark that. And he left what? Behind. Just said, look, now I'm not going to do anything. The only thing I want to, and he calls the name Judah. Judah means praise. Brother, praise. We can also call you Judah. That is the meaning of praise. It means Judah. Praise came out of frustration. The word was conceived by a woman that was frustrated, that was bypassed, that was despised, that was hated. But when everything did not work, she said, look, all I need to do now is just to praise you. You know, this woman, she went beyond, she has been doing things by her experience, what she was passing through. But at a point in time, she decided that she will no longer base what she will do on the basis of what she was expressing, but rather she will think of the intention of God for her life. She came to a point that, look, God, I know your thoughts towards me, they are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give me a future and hope. Even though what I'm going through may not be palatable, but because I know you have a good thought towards me, I will praise you. And so, my brother, if you are passing through a messy situation, it is time to praise the Lord. If you are passing through a difficult situation, it is time to praise the Lord. If you are facing contention against the enemy, and you are finding God to find a way out, it's a time to praise the Lord. Go beyond what you are experiencing. Think of the intention of God. The intention of God is clearly stated. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as you are so prosperous. So praise the Lord for that. Everything Leah expected didn't come to pass. But at the point, look at your Bible. That's the first time the word praise ever appeared in the Bible. This verse was the first time the word praise ever appeared in the Bible. That word was conceived by a woman of sorrow. A woman going through a terrible situation. But then see what happened. Fast forward to Genesis chapter 49. Quickly. Genesis chapter 49. I will read verse 8 and I'll jump to verse 10. As I will soon bring my message home. Judah, thou art the womb thy brethren shall praise. Leah wanted to praise God. And God now said, well, since you have praised me, I want you to give praises of men. You are the one who your brethren what? We praise. That is Judah. He was not the firstborn. He was not the first son. Thy hand shall be in the neck of your enemies, and your father's children shall bow down before you. That what praise can do. Jump to verse 10 quickly. Verse 10. And this is where I'm going. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. That was the handwriting of God. God took a decision. This woman that has tried to oppress me, that has given me praise despite a terrible situation, despite the inconveniences, despite the humiliation, despite the shame, despite the deprivation, said, no, scepter shall not depart from Judah. In other words, whenever there is praise, the scepter of God must be there. What is scepter? Scepter is a symbol of authority. It's a sign of dominion and power. No kingdom, no king can reign without scepter. When a king is installed, they must give him the staff of office. Without the scepter, there's no power. And God is saying, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. He said, in essence, wherever there is prayer, there must be authority. There must be power. There must be dominion. But scepter gives the power to write and rewrite, to write and override, to write and erase, to decree and establish. Remember, when Esther went before the king and the law of the land was there, that anybody who comes to before the king without being called must be key. What happened? She raised the scepter. As we are praising the Lord this morning, every handwriting of the enemy that is written against you, every covenant that is contrary to your counsel, the counsel of the Lord for your life, everything that the enemy has created against your life, the scepter of the Lord is being raised up in the mighty name of Jesus to override, to erase, and blot them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Bible said the scepter shall not depart from Judah. In other words, wherever there is presence, there must be power. Little wonder. See, David was a descendant of Judah. Do you remember? Do you know that? And when David realized this, that God has said that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, meaning anywhere there is praise, there will be power. When he was being tormented by Saul, he was praying the arms. He was praying this way. What happened? Evil spirit departed from Saul. Did he pray for Saul? Did he lay hands on Saul? Did he conduct deliverance session for Saul? The only thing he did was just praises. As you are praising the Lord this morning, if you have sickness in your body, that sickness will go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you have any form of oppression in your body, you are going to receive liberty and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. Scepter shall not depart from Judah. That is the word of the Lord. My dear brother, my dear sister, I'm telling you this morning the meaning of praise. Praise about Judah. And the Judah, when you say, the lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. When you are talking about Judah, substitute that Judah with praise. That's why the Bible says the Lord inhabit the praises of his people. When we understand the meaning of praise, we will be able to know how to tap into it. When we understand the meaning of praise, we know how to use a weapon. We God has instituted, but maybe because of our lack of adequate understanding, we might not have been adequately exploited or explored. This word was conceived from a woman who, out of perplexity, said, I'm going to give up everything, but I'm not going to give up praise. Many people, when you are passing difficulties, the only thing what they will tell you, forget about God. Forget about him. This woman decided, the only thing I will go to from now on is to praise him. She realized that praise is the harbinger for glory. So my dear brother, my dear sister, I don't know your situation this morning, and I want to assure you that even as we, since the time the service started this morning, God has started ministering unto you. And this morning, as we are going to enter into another session, because the Bible says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. The power of God, I'm trusting God, will come down. And it's going to fall upon your life. And let me say something. If there's any mark of the enemy upon your life, it's going to be raised. Because, like I told you, when Esther entered into the court of the king, she was a dead woman. By law, by establishment, by statute, the moment she stepped into that place, she was a walking corpse. But the scepter was lifted up. And that scepter overwrought, blotted out everything that had brought death. So this morning, I'm decreeing it again. I am decreeing again, as we go into a few minutes of praises now, because of my time, the power of God will descend upon your life. Everything that is wrong, God is going to reset it in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, let me tell you, the enemy also realizes this. That is why the enemy has also bring his own scepter. Because you know, the Bible says, scepter is the symbol of authority, and the Bible says, the scepter is not the power of Judah, but any other scepter, there is nothing in Judah. It's a fake scepter. And now the Bible says in Psalm 45, verse 6, I think, said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is the right. There's a right scepter, there's a wrong scepter. The Bible says the scepter shall not depart from Judah. Any wrong scepter that is lifted up over your life, over your destiny, over your home, that's tormenting you, today, I destroy it by the scepter of the lion of the tribe of Judah in the mighty name of Jesus. If you go to the Bible quickly, let's just look at these two verses. And after that, we are going to worship God and we're going to pray. Just to let you know that whatever may be the counsel of the enemy, it can no longer work in your life. If you look at the book of Numbers, or maybe before we go to Numbers, let us look at Isaiah chapter 14, verse 5. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 5. Can you just give me quickly Isaiah chapter 14? The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. Every rulership of the enemy over your life today, the Lord will break it. Because there is power in Judah. There's power in praise. As I look at the book of Acts, I believe that Paul and Silas must have known this. When God, they realized, the Bible said the scepter shall not depart from Judah. So when they were in chains, instead of crying, what did they do? They were, and the Bible said there was earthquake. They were tapping into the etiology of the word praise. They understood the original meaning of praise, that it came out of agony and that launched the person into glory. So my dear brother and my dear sister, I want to close by number chapter 4, 24 verse 7. I love this. Said there shall arise a star out of Jacob. Number chapter 24, verse 17, not verse 7. Number 24, verse 7. for something rather. And I saw number 24. Yes. But now, there shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and there shall rise a scepter, what? Out of what? Israel. And what shall he do? And smite the corners of Moab. Every Moabitish domination, authority, oppression, confrontation, contention against your life, let the scepter that arise out of Judah start their corner, pull them down in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you stand off it? I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Oh, I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting. Oh, yes, I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting. Oh, a star out of Jacob, and there shall rise a scepter out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab. No contention against your life will survive this session of praise in the mighty name of Jesus.
Where's darkness at the sight of light? All right, we're going to be singing this song. Darkness, light is about to shine. Wherever you're experiencing darkness or pain, light is coming. Kayanosha. Engelanoshata. Where's darkness at the sight of light? Ever more greater than the glimpse of light. Light that shines and makes me bright, bright. When I look your face, I become the light. There's darkness at the sight of light. Ever more greater than the glimpse of light. When I look your face, I become the light. Hey, Imole Deo, Okunkun Parada. Imole Deo, Okunkun Parada. Imole Deo, Okunkun Parada. Imole Deo, Okunkun Parada. All right, let's go again. Come on. Evaporated at the glimpse of light. The light that makes my face shine bright. When I look your face, I become the light. One more time.
God, listen to me. God has been ministering to us as the service progresses. Because he stands by his word. He said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. I want to pray this prayer before I minister to you. Using that Numbers 24:17 that says, there shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel and smite the corners of Moab. What is standing as Moab in your life? Where is the erection of the kingdom of darkness in any department of life? Begin to strike them with the scepter of the Lord now. That scepter is your hand now. See yourself holding that scepter. Begin to strike the corners of Moab in your life, and even this ministry. Massacre, Papa. Every corner of Moab in our lives. In this ministry, I strike this morning with the scepter that has arisen out of Israel in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are God that inhabit the presence of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mantalaba. Resekeke. Raishaikapa. Resokopo shandalaba. Raindakaska. Reuskapalaba. Resaikapa shandalaba. Raandakuskaba. Raguskepo shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. One more prayer you have to pray for yourself before I pray. Is there any concern, any difficult situation, any messy situation about your life? Just like the state of Leah. Now just mention and say, God, I praise you. See, Leah was, listen to me, hold on. Leah was not praising God because she was ugly. Leah was not praising God because she was having marital problem. Leah was not praising God because she was despised and hated. But she was praising God because she knew the intention of God for her life wouldn't have been bad. So you want to go beyond your situation and move to the intention of God. So look at that situation and mention that, yes, God mentioned it's true. I'm not happy about this. I feel disturbed about it. But I choose to praise you. Enemy wants me to be sad. They want me to be cow. But I choose to praise you because I know your thought towards me are thought of peace and not of. So begin to mention those and begin to praise God. For thank God. Thank God you are praising him. And as you are praising him, he will visit those areas. As you are praising him, he will visit those areas. Remember, Leah cried, Leah wept, Leah reason. Leah pray, but nothing happened. But when she chose to praise God, said, look, I left bearing and I praise you, and God stepped in. Men help him, but it didn't work. God help him, but until he plunged into praise, that's when breakthrough come. See, when God is ready to help you and you are not into praises, God may be hindered. Maska papa, rekesipa, rainda kaskapa, raida kaskapa, raada kaskapa shida, reesepo shabala, reendo siba shadalaba, mansata lababa, resete libaba, rinta kasapalaga, reinga skapa, reosokopo shindaleba, ibaba kashkibaba, randa kuskepo, rinta kaskapa shadalaba, reensikaba shandalaba, makasata laba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now open your eyes and look at me. I want to say something before I share with you what the Lord showed me. Remember, men help Leah. Her father tried to assist her, two of us. God also helped her by closing the womb of Rachel. And look, not true. But there was no breakthrough until she entered into praises. When God are ready to help you, and God is ready to help you. Before you can maximize the potential of what men and God want to do, you have to plug into places. I'm telling you, take it beyond this message, beyond this service. Practice it in every area of difficulties in your life. And you see the difference in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord showed me a vision. And I saw a man came in where we gathered. And the man came and started distributing gifts, new things. So there are two aspects of that vision. The first thing that he came in and started giving, distributing gifts to everybody. And he gave me also. He gave everybody. I want you to pray that that testimony I'm expecting, that new thing I'm waiting for, Lord, let it come now. Because I believe that God is releasing certain things to some people, both physically and spiritually, by that vision. I believe God is releasing some things. I don't know what you have been crying for. I don't know what you have been waiting for. But because I saw that man distributing gifts, new things, I believe God is doing new things in the life of some of us. So begin to pray that you will not miss out. Begin to pray. Just pray that prayer that you will not miss out. That I will not miss out. Makaska papa. Ranta kaka skapa shindaliba. Raanda kuske po shadalaba. Raanda kuske po shkaba. Reende keske po shimbu. Raanda kuske po shkadaba. Rehensi kapa shada. Reseke po shkalaba. Resaka pa shadalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, whatever new thing that your people are expecting this morning, those who are here, those who are connected online, Lord, release unto them in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your eyes. Let me say something. I should have dropped the microphone now. I'm sorry. I'm gone beyond my budget. I don't really feel comfortable when I see the red thing telling me that time is up. But this is not me. So please bear with me this morning. The second part of that scripture, of that revelation, after he has given many of us, I then find that some, their own just fell on the floor. And then he fell on the ground and we're trying to cover it so that you will know that we are careless with it. He gave us, but some of us, I saw some, they are trying to pack it, and then as they are packing, some fell down and some discarded it. So, please, I want to pray that second prayer. That whatever gift God has released into my life, whatever thing God has endowed me with, I will not be careless. Any area I've been careless with it, God, help me. Let me recover. Let me recover. Let me go. So, there are two aspects of that revelation, what he has given, and the way some of us treated it. So I want you to pray now that if for any reason the enemy wants you to miss out, want to take it away, or your attitude or carelessness want to miss out, or that God help me, don't let me miss out on this thing that you are doing in my life, on the gift you are releasing, on the grace you are releasing. Maska papa, sheke pe sampa leba. Ranta kaska papa, ranta kuka skampa shinda, randa kuske po skepo, reteke skepo shka idalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray. Everything you have released unto us, be it physical or spiritual, be it gift or whatever, that we are careless with, Lord, we pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. Let mercy override judgment. Raise your scepter against judgment over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let not enemy take away our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, another prayer by revelation. Every gatekeeper. There seems to be a gatekeeper somewhere. Every gatekeeper. The man standing by the gate, trying to control ingress and egress. and a man, let us ask that God will remove every gatekeeper from your life. Every gatekeeper. After that, we are going to pray for this ministry as well. The prayer we are praying, the three prayers we are going to pray for the ministry. We want to pray personally first. Every gatekeeper that is obstructing the move of God in my life, that is limiting the flow of God into my life, today I dethrone it. Let the scepter that arise from Israel smite him in the mighty name of Jesus. This is one of the corners of Moab that must strike with the scepter that has arisen from Israel. Manskapa papa shekepo skapalaba randaka skipo risakapa shandalaba resuba shandalaba resekepo shindalaba in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now those three prayers, let us pray for the church and we then round up. Pray that every gift that God has given to this in this church will maximize it. That any gift that God has given on this church and anyone wants to take it, they will refuse it. And any gatekeeper that is trying to control the flow of the grace of God or contain the growth of this ministry, that God will take them away. Let us address them by the power of the Lord, by the scepter of the Lord, scepter that I give you unto Judah. Maska papa, sheke poska palaba, raanta kaskipo, resaika pashandalaba, reseke poska paliba, resaka pashindeliga, raagasa palaga. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. I pray that the gifts you are releasing to people, Lord, they will receive it. They will not lose it. They will have new testimony. People will come back to testify regarding the service of today. In the mighty name of Jesus, every gatekeeper over their lives, I dethrone today in the mighty name of Jesus. Every corners of Moab over their life, I strive with the scepter that has risen out of Israel in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for this ministry. Every gift you are giving to this ministry, we will not lose it. Enemy will not take it away. The devil will not pray on it. And Lord, you will dethrone every gatekeeper all around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting, let the King of glory enter. Let the Lord rebuke every opposition, every contention against this ministry, its growth, its advancement. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.